Ukrainians are using mobile apps to fight back from their phones. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. This week marks a year since Russia began its devastating invasion of Ukraine. And we've been looking back at how technology has shaped the conflict, from satellites beaming internet service from space to the mobile phones in people's pockets. Roman Osadchuk is a research associate at the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab. He's also based in Ukraine. He said mobile apps have become an essential lifeline there as citizens navigate the daily realities of war.
So if we take a look into some things like air raid alerts, so we have plenty of apps that would actually notify you when this is happening, or some old apps that were just for, some local city news. They help people who lost all of their belongings, including their documents. People could also apply for the help from the government. If they lost some property or they lost their job because of war, they could do that through the apps.
Yeah, I was looking at the list of the most commonly downloaded apps, and I saw a number of them were sort of these dedicated air raid alert apps. How do those work?
So they are basically monitor what local authorities say and when the local authorities launch those sirens, because there is like a physical signal on the city street. So when you're like outside, you hear them. But those apps, they kind of aggregate this data they collected from the local authorities, and they just notify people on top of that. Because sometimes people cannot hear the sound on the city street because, well, their windows might be shut, or they might be asleep, or any other reason. So they basically amplify those signal and help people being informed.
And then, as you said, there are some apps that were in use before that people have sort of repurposed for this new reality. Can you tell me about some of those?
Yeah, so there is an app called Kyiv Cifrovy, or like Digital Kyiv, if we translate it directly, to use at the public transportation. And I know some news about this, some city events, or I don't know, maybe some streets being closed due to the marathon or something like that, and you could pay for the parking. But since the large-scale invasion, this app is also notifying citizens of Kyiv that there is an air raid alert and telling them that they should proceed to the shelter.
And what I've heard a lot about is the DIA app. What was that?
Yeah, so DIA is like the government app that wanted to make communication between people and the government easier. So at the beginning, it was the app that actually had some travel ID. It also could get an information from different registries. It also provided with a COVID certification, meaning that if you got your like two shots and then booster shot, it will show the documents and basically they could be scanned by any QR reader. And since the start of the large-scale invasion, they actually came up with a thing like wartime ID document that kind of aggregated data of text number ID and passport number. It allowed people to apply for some help if they lost their job after the large-scale invasion. So a lot of multiple useful things, and it's widely in use.
And how important have apps been to, you know, communication between people?
Maybe for 2 years as of now, social media surpassed television as the main source of news. And basically Telegram just skyrocketed in all of the different...
Telegram, the app.
The app, yes. Yeah, and people are using it not only to consume news, right? They are also using this as a messenger. So basically they are connecting to their relatives on both temporarily occupied territories and also outside of it. Sometimes it's a great mode of communication since broadband connection might not, like not GSM connection might not be available in some points, but the internet allows to be online at least like asynchronically, right? At least send messages and tell them that you're okay.
So these apps seem to have been crucial for communication, you know, kind of logistics, keeping people safe. Have Ukrainian citizens been using them in ways to potentially help the effort to fight back?
Yes, there were Stop Russia war bot created by security service of Ukraine. And there was also Yevorog, or enemies here or something like this. Like, there is no direct adequate translation of that. Basically, it allowed people, by going through verification in Dia, report on the location of Russian forces. Another well-known example is the app called EPPO, or E-Anti-Air Defense, that allowed people, when they see a flying over them missile, to share the direction of the missile and their exact geolocation. That's most of them that are being there in use.
And what apps are you relying on most in your life?
That's a great question. I maybe not a representative sample, right? But I'm definitely, I have this air raid alert app. Basically, it's always active, meaning if even like while I'm sleeping or just going somewhere, or even it's like do not disturb, it will still go overwriting all of those things and will still notify me that there is a danger. So I'm using that daily. Dia is also there. So simply because, well, as a proof of vaccination and some other documents, it's an essential. And yeah, the Telegram. So I'm not using Telegram as a messenger because I have some considerations about it. I have like more secure modes of communication, but I'm using it for news and maybe for analysis because I'm analyzing disinformation. There is some information from reliable sources, right? So there's like different governmental bodies, news agencies on Telegram, but also there is a lot of disinformation going on there. So it's useful to have it from the research purposes as well.
Roman Osachuk at the Atlantic Council. And now for some related links. You can find more about Roman Osachuk's research for the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab, where he tracks Russian disinformation online. We've got a link at our website, marketplacetech.org. And many of the apps Roman mentioned, like Dia, Telegram, or the various air raid alert ones, were among the top downloaded apps in Ukraine, according to reporting from Quartz last year. One of those air raid apps has also gotten a boost from an unlikely source, Mark Hamill, you know, Luke Skywalker. He's been a big advocate for Ukraine over the last year, and he confirmed to Politico that he voiced this alert message heard on the English version of the Air Alert app.
Attention, air raid alert. Proceed to the nearest shelter. Don't be careless. Your overconfidence is your weakness.
That app was developed in collaboration with the government and a Ukrainian tech company that had previously focused on apps for planning transit routes and selling concert tickets. The Washington Post has more details on how Ukraine's tech industry, which had been thriving before the war, turned its efforts from consumer technology to the tools of wartime. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.